I'm just going to give you a whistle stop tour through what we're doing in Stockport now. So in Stockport, assisted digital is the term that we're using to encourage and support people to get online. And we want all our citizens to be online and being able to take part in that digital world. It's not just about accessing services though, it's much, much wider than that. It's about that whole wider digital inclusion agenda. And it's about giving better outcomes for people, so better health outcomes, social economic outcomes, so that whole kind of digital inclusion agenda. So Stockport's aim is to have everyone online and everyone who can use digital channels doing so. However, we know that not everybody is going to be able to do that. We know that not everybody can get online. Some people will lack the skills, some people will lack the motivation, some people will lack the access to equipment to get online, and some people are actually really mistrustful of being online. So that's, you know, a lot of issues there that need to be addressed. And we recognise that we need to offer support to all of those people that are really struggling to get online. And we also recognise that there are going to be some people who will never be online, and they're always going to need somebody there to help them to access services or to access the digital world. So our intention is to focus on assisting those people who, with support, and that could be access to equipment, it could be training, it could be information on staying safe online, it could be formal or informal learning courses, just explaining the benefits to somebody of being online. And those people could be encouraged to get online. So that's kind of the middle tier here in this diagram. And what our aim is actually to move people from that middle tier into that top tier, which is kind of like the digital native tier, so where everybody's comfortable using digital resources, and stop them falling into that bottom tier. Because that bottom tier, potentially those people are not only digitally isolated, but potentially socially isolated and excluded as well. So according to the Go On digital heat map, the likelihood of digital exclusion in Stockport overall is very low. But the reality is that 12.8% of adults in Stockport have never been online. So nearly a quarter of adults in Stockport lack the five basic skills. That's managing information, communicating, transacting, problem solving, and creating online. So with only 40% of people in Stockport using those skills regularly, that obviously there is a challenge ahead for us. And we also know that older people and people on low income or with people with poor health are less likely to be online. Or if they are already online, they are much less likely to have those five core skills. So how are we supporting people to get online in Stockport? We're developing a digital inclusion strategy, and that's something that we're doing in partnership with a number of other key stakeholders within the borough. And those people who are offline and are not capable of using the internet risk missing out on the benefits that the internet can offer. So for individuals, this can mean reduced cost of living. So households that are offline are missing out on savings of around £560 per year. And not many people know that, and we think that's something that obviously we need to communicate to people to understand that actually there are savings, potential savings for them for being online. So that's from obviously from doing online shopping, from paying their bills online, but they're also missing out on being able to keep in touch with family members and friends online through social media. So as you know, the internet also provides improved job prospects, as being digitally capable is critical in finding and securing a job. So similarly, reducing digital exclusion can help address many wider equality, social and health and well-being issues, such as isolation. 81% of people over 55 say that being in touch digitally makes them feel less lonely and more part of society. So we're pulling together the digital inclusion strategy, and we're going to pull together a digital inclusion network with representatives of all of the organisations in the borough who are engaged in assisting people to get online and to stay online. So this will include public sector services, the business sector, voluntary and community sector as well. All of those people obviously have a clear stake in helping people to get online and stay online. We're going to have a steering group to coordinate the work that we're doing and to help to ensure that we make best use of the resources that we have so that we can have the biggest impact across the borough. And we want to create a network of digital champions, and you heard people talk about digital champions before. We also have a network of digital heroes in the borough, and we're looking at having digital ambassadors as well. So we want to take the message out to that 12.8% that have never used the internet of the importance of the internet. We want to show them how to get online, how to stay safe online, and how to signpost them to support that they need to make their online journey useful. And that could be helping people use Wi-Fi, so tell them where there's free Wi-Fi in the borough, or where they can get a computer, or where they can complete informal or formal training courses, or just get some information about staying safe. So to facilitate all of this, we're mapping all our current activity right across the borough with all our organisations, and we're going to pull this together in one place so that we can actually support people and signpost people appropriately. We know that there's a lot of really, really great stuff going on across the borough already, and we want to capitalise on this and build on it, and we want to strengthen our existing partnerships, but also we want to create new partnerships as well. So these are just some examples of the type of digital activity that is already going on in Stockport. We've got public access PCs in all our libraries and Wi-Fi in all our libraries and staff on hand to help as well. We're all UK online centres, so all our libraries are UK online centres, but we've got a lot of other community venues across Stockport that are also UK online centres. We offer taster sessions, we signpost, we offer information staying safe. We also have more formal and informal learner journeys with volunteers supporting learners to get online and to use resources such as Learn My Way. There are also a number of partnerships with local groups and organisations, but also with local business communities. So we're working with Halifax and we're working with Barclays and Digital Eagles as well. In libraries, we're doing an awful lot more of coding clubs, so that's enabling us to work across generations, which has been really helpful. So you've got kids coming in showing mums and dads how to code. We've also got job clubs, which we're working in partnership with the DWP and also the growth team within Stockport, and using resources such as My Work Search. And as I've already mentioned, we've got Digital Heroes and Digital Champions training that's ongoing as well. So just a couple of quick case studies for you now. The first one is one called My Tech Buddy, which we've been doing in Cheagle, which is one of our areas of Stockport, working with a local school. And the aim was to decrease social isolation amongst those living in the Cheagle area and increase digital inclusion whilst providing a meaningful opportunity for people from younger and older generations to come together. 15 students were trained to deliver the sessions on accessing the internet, setting up an email account, joining social media, looking at search tools as well, and finding and using websites. Now, Eileen, the quote from Eileen, Eileen was one of the people who came along to the session and found it really helpful. Eileen said that she was quite fearful of technology. She'd not grown up with technology, and technology was happening around her. And she really felt she was missing out. So working with the young people, she actually found out that she couldn't break it. She wasn't going to destroy the World Wide Web. She found it really great fun. And also, I mean, there, I think that was quite powerful. What she's saying is that she now knows what's on at a local cinema, so she doesn't just have to go and turn up and see what's there. She can plan a social life. So quite an interesting comment from Eileen. But also, the young people involved got a whole load of really great stuff out of being part of the experience. They gained confidence and they gained social skills as well, which is something that they found really invaluable. They said acting as mentors and tutors really helped them and support them with their own development. Now the scheme is being rolled out in some of our other venues and working with some of our other partners. So we've rolled it out into the local library now, and it is going to be rolled out into other, some other schools as well. And just finally, the last one is a case study in our Marple Library, where we have a job club. And we've just introduced something called My Work Search, which is a really great piece of kit that enables people to search for jobs, do a CV, and we've rolled this out with the DWP and also with our growth team. And you can see there that one of the people that actually took part in it had never actually really searched online for jobs before, got loads out of it and actually applied for a job during the session. We later learned that the person got that job. So I mean, these are things that are making real differences to people's lives.